Eve. And as we all know, an eve is the time right before something is about to happen. Some of you may remember being in the eve of something great in your life, some significant moment. Maybe it was the night before you got married or before the birth of a child. Well, on this Christmas Eve, I want to mention the eve of three great occasions in the life of our world. First, this is the eve of a great Savior. Beloved, we need a Savior. Ever since the entrance of sin into the world, this world has needed a Savior. God knew that, and He promised a Savior. God promised one who would defeat evil. In Genesis 3:15, we read, "In the Garden of Eden, God pronounces both a curse upon the serpent, or the devil, and a prophecy of hope for the world concerning a Savior who would be born. God said, 'I will put hostility between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He will strike your head, and you will strike his heel.'" From the very beginning of sin coming into the world, we were looking forward to the eve of a great Savior, one who would bring salvation for the world, one who would rescue us from sin, one who would crush the head of Satan. This is the eve of the great Savior for the world. This is also the eve of the great Savior in our own lives. There was a time when we were without Jesus. We were lost in our sin. It was in that moment, on the eve of salvation, that God reached out to each and every one of us and brought us hope. He brought us salvation by the work of the great Savior. The Apostle John tells us in John 3:16 and 3:17, "For God loved the world in this way. He gave His one and only Son so that everyone who believes in Him will not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn it, but to save the world through Him." The world was cursed by sin and death, but God fixed that problem by sending the greatest blessing the world has ever seen. The great Savior rescued us from the curse of sin and death. Tonight, Christmas Eve, we celebrate and remember the coming of our Savior. Some of you may be in the eve right now of experiencing our great Savior. If so, give yourself to Him now. Experience His love and experience His salvation. This Christmas Eve, remember the eve of the great Savior. Secondly, this is the eve of a great life. I don't know about you, but I can remember vividly what life was like without Jesus. I remember the fear of dying, the guilt I carried because of my sinful life, my searching for my purpose for living, and the emptiness that the things of this world just simply could not satisfy. But because of the coming of our great Savior, who was born in a manger, grew up as a man, gave His life on the cross, and rose from the dead, we are now set free from death, and we have great life. Paul says in Romans 8, "Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those in Jesus Christ. Because the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death." Peter says that our life in Jesus is a living hope. He says in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because of his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for each of you. Our hope is not found in the blessings of this world, but in the heavenly blessings of God. Before Jesus, we were in the eve of a great life. But in Jesus, we have a living hope. Maybe some of you are close to experiencing the great life that God has for store for you in Jesus. Actually, you're just a prayer away from Jesus changing your life forever. On Christmas Eve, as we look forward to what tomorrow brings with Christmas, let us now look to God with anticipation of new life that he brings. My third point, let's remember that we are now on the eve of a great eternity. As we read earlier, Peter spoke of an inheritance that is imperishable, kept in heaven for us. Part of that inheritance is the promise of a great eternity with God, our Creator, our Father, in heaven. This inheritance is secured simply by the work of Jesus. Listen to how this eternity is described. In Revelation 22, 1 through 5, then he showed me the river of the water of life, clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb down the middle of the city's main street. The tree of life was on each side of the river, bearing 12 kinds of fruit, producing its fruit every month. The leaves of the tree are for healing of the nations, and there will no longer be any curse. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city, and his servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. Night will be no more. People will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, because the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign forever and ever. No matter what you are going through now, no matter how treacherous this world becomes, tonight reminds us that we are on the eve of a great eternity, where God will take away all suffering and pain, and we will have a life with him forever in that great heavenly city. Christmas makes this possible. Jesus himself spoke about the blessings of eternity that would come through him. In John 11, verses 25 through 27, we read, Jesus was speaking to a woman named Martha. The scripture says, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me, even if he dies, will live. Everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? Yes, Lord, she told him. I believe you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who comes into the world. Beloved, I ask you, do you believe it? Do you believe we are now at the eve of a great eternity? The coming of Jesus into our world brought with it the promise of a great eternity with God that has with it beautiful and wonderful heavenly blessings forever and ever. As we begin to conclude, I offer this. Christmas means that God did not leave us all alone. He came to rescue each and every one of us so that we may have joy, we may have hope, we may have love and peace with God if we placed our trust in Him. As we celebrate and remember Christmas Eve, look forward to tomorrow with great anticipation as a great day. Also remember that God has already brought about great days, and we are at the eve of even more great days. With Jesus, God has brought us and will continue to bring us all kinds of blessings. Let us enjoy each and one of those, every one of those blessings with joy and gratitude. So I would implore you simply this evening, tomorrow, and as we carry through the year, to do but a few simple things. Number one, remember the great Savior. Experience a great life. Look forward to a great eternity. And as I said, as we begin to close, I would like for you one more time to just listen what the Bible says about sin, repentance, faith, and redemption. From the book of Romans, I offer, as it is written, there is none is righteous, no, not one. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. For the wages of sin is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And finally, from the book of Acts, I offer, and there is no salvation in no one else, for there is no other name given under heaven, given among men, by which we must be saved. If you don't know Jesus Christ, if you have not enjoyed God's blessing, I would implore you to simply turn to Jesus today. What I would like to do before we depart from here tonight, I'm going to offer a time of invitation. I'm going to offer a peaceful moment of reflection for you to pray, for you to have a moment to just think upon all the things that God has done for us, the gift of His Son, and all of the blessings we receive. If you have a question about salvation, please raise your hand and I will come to you. If you need a prayer, please come up to me. Raise your hand. I will come to you and we will pray together, and we will, as a corporate family, be in prayer for each other. Mm-hmm.